Thank you again to Elite and Mrs. Berkowitz. I really appreciate the opportunity to share a few thoughts about Rus. And in the previous video, we talked a little bit about some Diukim and the Psukim. I want to sort of follow with some more looking at the Psukim and taking messages out of it. In this very dramatic part of the story, after Arpa is gone and Rus is following Naomi, it says, "Vatelachna shteim ad ba'ana beis lachem." They traveled together until they came to Beis Lachem. "Vayhiku ba'ana beis lachem." And when they came to Beis Lachem, "Vatehom kol ha'ir alehem." The whole city was astonished by them. "Vatomarna," and they said, "Hazos Naomi? Is that Naomi? Could it possibly be?" They saw a woman who had left them as a wealthy person, with family, with pride, healthy looking, and they saw a pale, bedraggled woman in rags coming back. And she's coming back with a stranger. She's coming back with a person who's clearly from Moab. And Moab and the Jews weren't exactly closely connected friends. In fact, we're not supposed to make Al-Tidro Shlomo V'Tavasim. We're not supposed to make peace with the people of Moab. So it's a very shocking, awkward, and painful situation for them to all see. And this is what she says. Atomar Alein, she says to them, "Al tikrena li Naomi." Don't call me Naomi. Naomi means sweet. You can't call me that anymore. Kirena li mara. Call me bitter. Ki heimar shakai li ma'od. Because Hashem has acted in a very bitter way against me. Hashem has punished me. Ani molea halachti. I went out full. Verikam Hashivani Hashem. Hashem returned me empty-handed. Lama sikrena li Naomi. Why would you call me Naomi? V'Hashem anabi. Hashem has punished me. V'shakai heirali. Hashem has done bad to me. Rashi says, "Heid Elishir shati lefanav." Hashem anabi means Hashem testified that I have done evil in front of him. But here is a very subtle thing again. In the next pasuk, it says, "Vatashav Naomi v'Rus ha'Moav yachalasa ima." And Naomi and Rus returned. Hashavam yisteyav, after coming from the fields of... You wouldn't notice it without looking. But subtly, the pasuk slipped in. Naomi returned. She just called herself Mara, and she made a speech about why she really deserves to be called bitter. But in Rus, she's recorded right away as Naomi. Because Hashem is saying, you look at yourself in a very negative light. You're feeling bad, you're feeling low because of the punishments that you received. But that's not the way I look at you. I look at you as Naomi, as a very sweet person. What happened, happened. What had to be done, had to be done. But that doesn't diminish my feelings for you, Naomi. My chashivas for you, Naomi. My knowledge that you really are a sweet person, a beloved person. So it's just such a subtle thing in the psukim. Just the next pasuk just subtly mentions a touch of Naomi. So that's one insight, perhaps, into the pasuk and something that it's telling us. And here's another really subtle thing. I heard this from a very distinguished Rav, who unfortunately he lost a son, and his son happened to be named Boaz, which is another part of the whole Rus story. So this Rav felt very connected to the whole story of Rus. And he had a very powerful insight, but also from a subtle turn of phrase here in the Psukim. It says, she says, "I have nothing. Ani molea halachti v'rikam heshivani Hashem. I went full, and Hashem has returned me here empty-handed." But then the pasuk says, "Vatashav Naomi v'Rus ha'Moavia chalasayma." Naomi came back along with Rus. She wasn't completely empty-handed. Right next to her is somebody who cared for her, somebody who took care of her, somebody who literally was by her bedside when she was ill and sad from losing her sons and her husband. So she's not alone. And this Rebbe said that that's something that can happen, that when a person is wrapped in their sorrow, they can forget that there are those around them that actually care for them. And the Pasuk is subtly telling you, she was there with somebody who cared for her and who actually took care of her. So these are two important but subtle turns of phrase here in the Pesukim. Number one, that Hashem's perception of us sometimes might be much higher and much more sweet than we even ourselves might realize. And that there may be people around us who care for us even when we may feel very, very alone.